a.m., so I'd like to welcome everybody to the Board of Building Commission's Fire Technical Advisory Committee meeting of February 23rd, 2023. The first order of business is for a quick overview of our teleconference process. Please be aware of background noise, house amplified. Keep your devices on mute, but please do not put your phone on hold. Wait to speak until requested by me, and I'll you'll have opportunities at the appropriate times. I'll stack names to make sure everybody gets a chance. Please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members, please state your name each time that you either make and second a motion. Okay, well, let's next determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Schiffer, Brad?
I'm on.
Very good. Chris Attari?
Present.
Very good. Hamid Bahadori?
I'm here, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning, Hamid. Joe Belcher?
Present.
Douglas Carter?
I'm here. Good morning.
Morning. Elijah Flowers?
I'm here.
Great. Shane Gerwig? Okay. Commissioner Gross, Jeff?
I'm here, Jeff.
Very good. Commissioner Marker, Gray?
I'm here, Jeff.
Very good. And Peter Schwab?
I'm here.
Very good. Let me just check one more time to see if Shane Gerwig is on. Okay, in that case, we have 9 of 10 members, so we do have a quorum. And then next order of business is to introduce our DBPR staff. We have Robert Bimbo, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlena Peters, and Justin Vogel in alphabetical order. And then I will, Brad, would you like to go ahead and get the agenda and the minutes approved and then turn it back to me to kind of start the process?
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Okay. Has everybody read the agenda or have any comments or any additions to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Belcher, move approval.
Shane Gerwig, second, and I came in just a little bit ago, so if you can mark me down, Jeff, thank you.
Very good, thanks, Shane.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Reviewing the minutes of the October 10th meeting, is there any comments on those? Anybody want to make a motion to approve them?
Belcher, move approval.
Attari, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed to them? Okay, then, Jeff, back at you.
Thank you, Brad. So this is, of course, our main purpose of the meeting is to provide comments to the commission during for the rural development workshop on comments that are received relative to your technical, the fire code in this case. We do have 3 comments submitted. So our process is that, you know, comments should be restricted to editorial and correlation fixes to the draft. I will introduce each public comment in turn following the order of the document that Mo has prepared. Proponents of the public of the comment will speak first. If there's any opponents, they'll follow them, and we'll, and in this stage of the process, at the TAC level, we will have one collective 2-minute counterpoint opportunity. Somebody just joined by phone. If you would identify yourself.
Yes.
And mute yourself.
Yes, Jeff, Mike Silvers with FRSA. Sorry about joining late.
It's okay. If you don't mind muting yourself, there's a lot of background noise coming through. Thanks, Mike. Okay, very good. So we have a 2-minute, one collective 2-minute, the proponent, and then one of the stakeholders as an opponent. Then we come back to the TAC, but also I should mention that if proponents and opponents don't want to provide a detailed comment, you know, they're encouraged to just say, you know, your name and representation that you support or don't support it. If you don't feel like making a detailed comment, it helps to tack with a sense of of stakeholder perspectives. TAC should not attempt to revise or amend the comments in any way, but to decide on them as they're drafted. The TAC will take action on each comment by voting either to recommend the commission approve the comment or that the commission deny the comment. And of course, at this stage for TAC, it's a two-thirds favorable vote for approval. So in this case, with 10 members, 7-3 would pass and 6-4 would not. Unless there's any questions on our process from TAC members, then I will turn it to Mo to provide orientation to the relevant documents on the BCIS. Mo.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Madani. From assuming everybody had a chance to find the agenda, which is posted on our website calendar, from there, from the agenda, you should be able to click on the link that's available under item number 4. This link take you to the metrics that's posted on our CodeMod page. The metrics, as you see, it includes all the agendas and the comments received for the tags that received comments relating to their subject of responsibility. So at this point, as you see, the mainly the fire TAC has received three comments, and they were compiled here in a document called comments received, and that's what you will be reviewing this morning. Any question about this? If not, all right, Jeff, take it from you.
Thanks. Thank you, Mo. Okay, we'll start with our first comment, which is Fire Building Chapter 10, comment number 1. Staff has identified it as a new subject. It was submitted by John Berrios, so I will let me just give a quick overview. So each, John, you'll have 3 minutes. I'll start the timer and give you about a 30-second warning. Then I'll ask if anybody else wants to speak in favor. They'll have up to 3 minutes. And if there's anybody in opposition, they'll have up to 3 minutes. And if there are pros and cons, there'll be an opportunity for a two-minute rebuttal, which, as the proponent, you would have the chance for the pro side, and one of the stakeholders would then have a chance on the other side. Then we come back to the TAC. So with that, if you'd state your name and representation, John, I'll start the time for you.
Thank you, Jeff. And thank you, TAC members and staff. My name is John Berrios. I'm representing Hillsborough County. I'm the building official here. The purpose of this particular modification is simply to resolve what we perceive to be a conflict between the Florida Building Code building volume and the existing building volume. And as I stated in the reason, that's simply what we're trying to do. We're not trying to make any other additional changes or venture off in any other direction. Currently, the way our code is set up today in the current edition, if we were to build an apartment building, an R2 occupancy, and if we had windows with sill heights below 36 inches, the moment we CO'd that building, it would technically be in conflict with the existing building provisions. And so there are two thresholds between the two codes. One is a 24-inch height for the sill height, and then in the building volume, and 36 inches in the existing building code. Basically, the intent and purpose of these provisions is to protect small children, infants, and small toddlers from obviously falling through the window. And these provisions do come from the base document and the I-codes. And those two volumes, the building volume and the existing building code, are consistent at 36 inches. So that's all I'm trying to do, is just resolve what we believe is an inherent conflict that was developed as part of the last edition of the Florida Building Code. I did confer with Jennifer Hatfield, representing the Fenestration and Glazing Industry Alliance, and I believe she's on the call, and so I believe we have their support on this as well. That's all I have.
Well, thank you, John. Okay, would anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment?
Jeff, this is Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff. Well, so Jennifer, I'll get you first. Who else wanted to speak?
Jamie Gascon.
All right, so we'll go with Jan. So while we're doing this, is there anybody else who knows they're going to want to speak in favor at this time? All right, Jennifer and then Jamie.
Thanks, Jeff. Jennifer Hatfield, representing the Fenestration and Glazing Industry Alliance, and as John noted, he had reached out to us when he found this conflict and inconsistency between the existing building and the building code, and we support this change. It addresses that conflict and it follows the IBC language, and it is what we would encourage you to adopt today. Thank you so much.
Great, thanks, Jennifer. Okay, Jamie, you're up.
Good morning, Jamie Gascon, Miami-Dade County. Also speaking in favor of this change, the correlation. It is necessary for the consistencies that have been identified. Urge support.
All right, thank you, Jamie. Is there anybody else who wants to speak in favor? All right, is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak in opposition? Seeing no opposition, obviously we don't need an opportunity for rebuttal, so we'll come to the TAC for your recommendation to the commission.
Joe Belcher, speaking in support of the change, it's a correlation. There's a, even though it's identified as a new subject, there is a correlation. There is I don't know, I don't want to call it an error, but there's a difference between the two volumes, so we should get them together. I would recommend supporting this change.
Are you going to make a motion?
I'll make that a motion. Move approval.
Shane Gerwig, second.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second from Belcher and Gerwig, respectively. To recommend approval to the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, then all in favor of approval, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then it is the unanimous recommendation on a 10-0 vote in favor for approval. Very good. Then we will start on our next one, which is existing building chapter 5 comment number 1, submitted by Jennifer Hatfield of the Fenestration and Glazing Industry Alliance.
You skipped one, which is from John Barry.
Oh, sorry, you're right. I marked the wrong one. Thank you, Mo. Sorry about that. The next one is Fire Chapter 2, comment number 1, also from John Barriott. So apologies, John, if you'll go ahead.
No problem, Jeff. Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, TAC members and staff. This is John Barrios representing Hillsborough County. In this particular modification, what we're trying to address is what we believe to be a modification to the definition of townhouses, specifically eliminating the provision in the definition that requires a townhouse to be separated by a property line or a lot line, as sometimes referred to in the code. In reference to the I codes have moved away from that requirement several editions ago, but we have retained that here in Florida. What we're finding at the building departments, this is a trend that's been developing over the last couple, 3 years. We have many developers and home builders who are wishing to take a parcel and basically develop and build townhouse-style homes and completely build them in compliance with all the technical provisions of the townhouse provisions in our code, meaning 2-hour firewall from ground all the way up to the deck, fire rated plywood up on top of the deck, no penetration, structurally independent, two yards, et cetera, et cetera. And what they want to do this, but don't need to, in their opinion, subdivide the properties. So they could intend to build to rent. With the market as it is today, this is becoming a greater and greater trend to build to rent as opposed to build to sell. And so for those of you who are familiar with subdivision processes at the local level, they are very, very time-consuming and very expensive to go through. And I submit that the intent of our codes from a fire and life safety perspective do not require that the properties, that the units, I should say, be required to be separated by a property line. If we comply with all the technical provisions that are in our building code, the residential edition, then we are providing the adequate and intended fire and life safety for the occupants as well as the structures themselves. So that's by, you know, that's what we're trying to accomplish here. In essence, is deleting the reliance or requirement that we must have a property line, therefore meaning the parcels must be legally separated through a subdivision platting process, therefore enabling a development to get to market a whole lot faster without any sacrifice for fire and life safety. I just want to emphasize that. And so that's what our intent is.
All right. Well, good timing because you have 5 seconds left.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't stop you because it seemed like you were going to hit it, so... Okay, anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment? All right, is there anybody wishes to speak in opposition?
Jim Schock here, Jeff, if I may.
Sure, Jim, of course.
Yeah, I'm speaking for myself in this case. I think this is clearly, though, not an editorial or a correlation change. This is something that needed to be brought forward sooner. And that's my first comment. My second comment is, in comparing it with the ICC residential code requires sprinkling. Our building code doesn't, for what it's worth. That's a difference there. But they're my two comments.
Okay. Is there anybody else from the public who wishes to speak in opposition?
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County.
Sure, Jamie, go ahead.
Similar to what Mr. Schock just expressed is the fact that in Florida, our townhomes are not sprinkled. And this is going to have a considerable amount of unintended consequences to a lot of the provisions and standards and ordinances that have already been developed around the existing definition. And I do agree as well that this is more than correlation or editorial. Thank you.
Jamie, anybody else in the public wish to speak in opposition? All right. John, would you like an opportunity for a two-minute rebuttal?
Sorry. Thank you. It certainly is duly noted, as Mr. Schock indicated, that this is, I guess, what would be considered a new subject, and I apologize for not getting it in earlier, but we are seeing this trend continue to grow here at the local level in terms of developers and home builders coming in and wishing to, to build to rent. And that's what we're trying to do is not in any way sacrifice building or life safety provisions in our code, still build townhouses that are safe and compliant with the Florida building code. And as we all know, we have waived that requirement for sprinklers for all residential, including townhouses, and that decision was made several editions ago. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for your comments.
Hey, Jeff, can I ask John a question? This is Momidani.
Sure, go ahead, Mom.
Hey, John, what you're describing is still a builder can build it to the Florida Building Code building. Am I correct?
That would be correct. Technically, you could build it to the part of the building volume, correct.
Except that, he has to sprinkle the building.
That's correct. That's in Florida, that's the attraction. In many other states, it's similar. I won't call it an incentive. It is a fact that we have removed that requirement for sprinkling that is in the base document, the I code, as it was pointed out. Nonetheless, that's a popular model, a popular style of residential construction, and one that, continues to grow in most of our communities in Florida.
Okay. All right. With either Commissioner Schock or Jamie like an opportunity for a rebuttal on the opposing side? Jim, go ahead.
It's just another quick comment, too. I'm pretty sure I'm right on this, but Mo can correct me if I'm wrong. I think there may be a formal interpretation on this definition as well.
There was actually there is a declaratory statement came to us about the definition itself, and there is also the reason why the definition are structured the way it is. I think was also to be consistent with the definition of townhouses in 481 for the statute. There's a definition there, but for townhouses.
Okay, well, we've heard from the public on both sides with their pro and con, and we'll come to the TAC now for your action and recommendation to the commission.
Joe Belcher, I was actually the one that made the change in the Florida Building Code Residential for this definition and for the provisions that cover townhouses. It was to bring the code in line with Florida Statute 481.203.16, which does define townhouses and does talk about the separation and the penetration, and it does require the property line. I think that if we approve this change, we would actually be changing statute with the code. I don't really think we want to do that.
All right.
Thank you.
So, do you want to make a motion, or is anybody else?
I wanted to hear if anybody else has anything to say. I make a motion to deny for discussion.
Schwab second, and I would like a comment.
Sure. A motion and a second for denial on Belcher and Schwab, respectively. Go ahead, Peter.
I agree with rejecting this time. I agree that we're starting to see more of this. As was pointed out, these buildings can be built under the Florida Building Code. And in fact, if you're not building the two-hour separation, you might be even cheaper, even with the sprinklers. Also, this definition removes the three stories. Granted, the Florida Building Code Residential does indicate it's a three-story building, but it was in the definition and will be in conflict with the Florida Building Code definition and statute. I think it's an occupancy issue. You know, we're not sprinkling townhomes because it's taken out of the building code or building code residential, but those are, townhome is a, we're expecting someone to live there that owns it. Whereas with an apartment, in probably seven months minimum, the occupant is not as familiar with that type of, structure maybe, or that, the living in that occupancy. So, I agree with the rejection, and maybe next cycle, or possibly through the Florida statutes, you might need to get into that to go further with this change. Thank you.
All right. Any further discussion on the motion for denial?
Yeah, this is Shane for discussion.
Sure, Shane, go ahead.
I appreciate what John's trying to do here as far as that's concerned, because we're beginning to see a lot of this kind of construction as far as there is concerned. You know, I think that it's definitely a good idea for something to maybe get some momentum to go forward, because the land development process with the lot splits and the platting and everything is definitely quite daunting, and it definitely takes some time. And where most of Florida, or a lot of Florida, struggles with having enough housing units available, anything that we can do to speed up the process would be great. The only challenge is I think we have some statutory limitations, as Mr. Belcher had noted, as well as some other issues. And we might also be creating a conflict with the Florida Fire Prevention Code, because as of now, the way that these are constructed, I believe they'd fall into like an A2 type category, you know, a regular non-transient residential. So I think we have a pathway to build them that way. Of course, the only thing is a sprinkler. So I think we can still continue to build this style of a building, but we would treat it as a non-transient residential. And it would of course require sprinklers as well too. So while I like the idea of making it easier at the land development process, I think that there's just a little bit more work that's going to have to be done with this. And, you know, I think that maybe through the next code development cycle, we can at least begin the discussion. So I'm going to support the motion.
Any further discussion from TAC members?
And this is Doug Carter. I'm going to support the motion as well. I think until we address the statute language, I think we have a conflict, and there are ways to build these buildings currently. So that's my position.
All right. Any further discussion, TAC members? All right. Then the motion is for denial. All in favor of denial, please say aye.
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 Are there any?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? All right, the recommendation for denial to the commission was unanimous on a 10-0 vote. Okay.
I apologize. It's not germane. I'm on an ICC working group. This is Chris Atari for the separation walls in townhomes. So if anyone had interest about that, please send me an email. I'll get you looped in on what we're doing on the ICC level.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Okay, in that case, let's move on to the existing building chapter 5 comment 1 from Jennifer Hatfield. Jennifer?
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer Hatfield representing the Fenestration and Glazing Industry Alliance. And the change before you today, the first thing we noticed was I was unattended, but when we made some edits to this in the first through the regular code development process, and we didn't catch the fact that in 505.2, it says fall prevention devices, but 702.4, it doesn't include that. And we think that should align. This section is about fall prevention, and window opening control devices are just one of several options to address fall prevention. And then we thought at the same time where we get those two aligned, we thought it was appropriate to go ahead and make the change to the actual title of these two sections because they're really about fall prevention. It's broader than just opening control devices. And this aligns with something we already fixed in the existing building code at the ICC level, and we thought we'd do that as well. But the key really that came up first for us was the fact that you don't have fall prevention from 702.4, you do in 505.2, and that needs to be aligned. Lastly, I'll just note that I put in the reasoning some of the other changes that were adopted this code cycle that use those same words in fall prevention devices to show the alignment in other sections as well. And with that, Jeff, if anybody has any questions, happy to answer. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. All right. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of the comment?
Jamie Gaskin, Miami-Dade County. Speaking in support, this is definitely a correlation issue that keeps the door open, no pun intended, to make all of these different options available for use. Urge support.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support? All right. Is there anybody from the public who has opposition? All right. Seeing no opposition, we will come back to the TAC for your recommendation to the commission.
Belcher, move approval.
Gerwig, second.
We have a motion and a second from Belcher and Gerwig, respectively. Any discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Then that is a unanimous recommendation for approval, also on a 10-0 vote. And that concludes the comment that we received from the fire TAC. There are no additional business was noticed, so unless there's some emergency issue that staff would bring up, I would move on to is there any general public comment? Right, does any TAC member or staff member have any comment?
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, everybody. Brad, would you please adjourn us, please, sir?
We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.